Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians and Royals ramp up this four-game series. And my goodness, Terry, you're starting pitching 22 innings, four runs allowed here against the Kansas City Royals. And it's a big reason why you still have a shot here of playing come October.
Yeah, they've done a really good job on a number of fronts. You know, not just this series, but, you know, for the most part, you know, we got a group of guys that, as much as we like them, haven't pitched either into September, or even the guys that pitched into September haven't really pitched a full year. And none of them look like they're on fumes. And I can't tell you how good that makes us feel. Because that means they're doing their work. That means, they're paying attention to the training staff. Because that's a tough feeling when you see guys and you're like, you limp to the finish line. Guys like Cody Anderson, they've never, they were an instructional leg the last time he pitched September. Their tank is not half empty, and that's a good feeling. It doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but it's still a good feeling to know that we can run those guys out there, and they're going to give us a chance to win.
Well, and you get the big guy back after a 2.5-week absence. Corey Kluber on the hill tonight. Obviously, you feel comfortable in regards to his hamstring. And is he limited in any way pitch count?
The only thing I would say is I don't think you're going to see him throw 100, 105 tonight. Just because 2.5 weeks from pitching in a game, I think you're setting yourself up to put a guy in a tough spot. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's 80, 85, again, depending on the score and how much he has to work, because he really hasn't been down from throwing very much. Really, the only time he didn't throw was the first couple days after we sent him back. But he's been doing some kind of throwing ever since, and he's thrown two bullpens. So I'm guessing the score of the game will dictate more than the pitch count.
You know, it's amazing. It's only been 2.5 weeks. But, boy, you miss even his presence, don't you, every 5 days out there on the mound?
Like, you can't believe. I mean, that is – and he's earned that. And it's a good feeling when you write his name in there, because it gives everybody a little pep in their step around here. And that's part of what comes with what he has done. I mean, he has pitched to the point where, yeah, we do. We want. I mean, my goodness, he's one of the very best in baseball. And I thought our guys did a great job while he wasn't around. But having him, knowing we're going to have him for 3 or 4 starts the rest of the way out, is a good feeling.
Terry, do you then go with a 6-man rotation now that Corey is back?
No, what we did was we have a day off on Monday, and you just don't know what's going to happen in the near future. We mapped out the next week as much as we could, and we're going to have, obviously Kluber tonight, and then tomorrow is Cody Anderson, then Carrasco, then Tomlin. That gets us to the off day. Then when we come back after the off day, we'll have Danny Salazar and we'll have Kluber again. They'll both get an extra day. And so what that means is in the near week, we'll put Trevor in the bullpen, and we talked to him today. And at some point, it wouldn't surprise me if he starts. But rather than just have him in limbo, we just thought, okay, we'll put him down there. It's actually maybe helpful where he can sit down there and have some fresh people to talk to and some ideas, and mm-hmm. not just sitting in the dugout wondering. And it seemed to help him last time he went down there. And then at some point, my guess is he'll start again this year. It wouldn't shock me one bit. But we just wanted the guys to kind of know how to, so they can prepare.
Our good friend Mike Sagi made a great analogy in visiting with him even before the game. He said Frankie Lindor might be the best igniter this club has had since we had a guy named Kenny Lofton here. Not that they're the same player, but Terry, those guys, they always seem to be in the middle of something, and it always seems to be something good. And really, Frankie Lindor has been that since he came up almost from day one.
Well, and I would say, the first 100 at-bats he had, he showed flashes of what he could do. And he was still trying to learn the league and everything. And we saw him chase a lot of balls out of the strike zone. And he made a couple silly errors, got picked off. But you still saw flashes. And then once he started to get more comfortable, his skills started to show more often. And right now you're seeing a good young player that feels good about himself. And confidence plays such a huge part in what these guys do. And his confidence is sky high, and it should be. And, I mean, he does everything on the field very well. He runs good. He has a good arm. He fields the ball good. He hits well. He hits from both sides of the plate. And he's having a really good time doing it, and he should. Nobody wants him to not. But you're right. It's, you know, you sandwich him in between Brantley and Kipnis, and all of a sudden it kind of makes the other team think a little bit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and the Royals coming up on the Indians Radio Network.